You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Up now on Your Move, KMUW commentator Sam McConnell runs down some of the major upcoming game releases we can look forward to.
Every year, all the huge video game companies announce their next big things at the Electronics Entertainment Expo, or E3, and this year's E3 just ended today in Los Angeles. Sony skipped the E3 conference proper, but still had a press briefing a few weeks ago, including a trailer for the new game Death Stranding by the creator of the Metal Gear series. There were also big PlayStation announcements by other developers, like Square Enix's new trailer for Final Fantasy VII Remake, finally getting a release date in March of 2020. They also showed a trailer for their new Avengers game, which looks good, except it's fielding a lot of complaints on Twitter for the Avengers all looking like stunt doubles of the actors from the movies. Microsoft's big announcement was the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, which is a subscription service that grants you access to new games on both PC and Xbox, while also including multiplayer gaming on the Xbox. They also debuted trailers for 60 games, including one for Cyberpunk 2077, featuring Keanu Reeves for some reason. Cyberpunk looks like it could be called Blade Runner the Video Game, which, don't get me wrong, is totally cool with me. Microsoft also teased their next Xbox console, codenamed Scarlet. Nintendo's presentation included the next Animal Crossing game, although its release has been pushed back to early 2020. The Switch remake of the 1993 Game Boy title The Legend of Zelda: Link's Awakening also got a release date, coming out on September 20th of this year. That wasn't the only Zelda news, though, as the end of the conference teased a sequel to 2017's Breath of the Wild. I'm looking forward to hearing more about that, probably at next year's E3. For KMUW, I'm Sam McConnell.